What happened?
Log Talk Radio.
Lean.
Lean it.
Let me tilt my hat on the shop.
Lean it. Lean it. Come on. Lean it.
Nah, I've been laying it.
Nah, I've been laying it.
Know how I've been laying it. I got my. I said mean it. You know I be leaning. My leaning got him fainting. Fainting for me to freak her. I freak her until she's screaming. Screening out all the leaks. The leaks want my per diem. Persuading me for my paper. But play it. I run arenas. Won't you go hide in the bleachers? We'll find a secret session. Status full of secrets. Been plenty ruthless. Overdose or overdose. No control in my composure. Go for broke or broker deals. And keep the money overflowing. Pockets popping up like boat ties. Make the boat ride. And when the flow drop, I guarantee the gross drop. Thick flavor sweet enough for her to savor. Christian Grey and slave of a hope I can't save ya. You know how I be laying it. Yeah, you know how I be laying it. Yeah, high time in the city, bumping funk and coma dealer. Every day you smoking loud. I mean it. Yeah, you know how I be laying it. Yeah, you know how I be laying it. Yeah. Time in the city, bumpin' funky, coma dinner. Days smoking lot, I mean it. Nah, I be leaning with the heaters. True love to bust they needers. They going bustin', Katrina. My bustin' flooded the region. The region is now my kingdom. If you're coming, sugar, cause we about to lead them. You can call me Ronald Reagan or Reagan, but I'm raining. That's my label with my legions. Now baby, your procedure ought to be to drop down, then pick it back up, and baby back up like a Mack truck. Shimmy on the stick, coordinated like a teamer. Probably cause the flow illegal. I compete in these containers. Stay dirty in these cars. If you're mall with me, baby, I Regina steam a cup and clean you up and make you famous. Cause you know I be lean. You know I be lean. Hot times in the city, bumpin' funky cold Medina. Every day smoking live. I mean it. You know I be lean. Yeah. You know I be lean. Yeah. Hot times in the city, bumpin' funky cold Medina. Every day smoking live. I mean it. You know I be lean. Leaning like I mean it. When I did it, cause I does it like no other bumpy. Frigid when I kick it open, oven when I'm stuffing. Hot as humming, undercover, sweat it out, I'm something special. Best you get blessed too, F you, if you ain't in this SUV. We been rolling since young Janet was controlling. Now my potent pride, I got, I'm soaking wet. Be earlier than you is, it's a C and then I stretched it. Paper, bitch, I'm destined. Hating only hex, it's your F, it's I guess. It's just me, I'm a redeemer. I'm reaper, and some drink up and some blood, sucking cedars. Need it, cause they love the way I'm leaning. You know I be lean. Hot times in the city, bumpin' funk and coma dinner. Hey, day blowin' live. Mean it. You know I be leaning. You know I be leaning. Hot time in the city, bumpin' funk and coma dinner. Hey, day smoking live. Mean it. You know I be leaning.
Okay, there it is. Okay, we got it.
Okay, guys, welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where it all goes down every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. We have a good time right here. You guys are welcome to join us. All you got to do is dial us up at area code 646-716-5971. Again, that number is 646-716-5971. We're going to have a great show tonight. I got my boy, Mr. Midcalf. He's going to show up in a minute. Let me see if he's on right now. Let me see. We got Midcalf in the house. No, we don't. He'll be here in a minute. Also, we got Easy in the house. Easy. Let's see if we can find Easy. Easy, Easy. Where are you at, baby? Let's see if we can find Easy. Okay. I think I found him. Easy, where you at, baby?
Yo, what's good? I'm with MMB.
How you doing, my brother?
Yo, what's good? Thanks for trying, man.
Hey, man. Just everything, man. I'm doing pretty good, man. Hey, check it out, my brother. You're going to come back in a minute. I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell the world who you are, what you got going on. But first of all, let me introduce my co-host, Harold Vanity. Where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, what's going on, DJ Black Caesar, man? We're going to have a great show tonight, man. I really can't wait, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Harold? Check it out, man. We got a whole list of people already tuned in right now. The phone lines are lit up, man. So it's going to be a fantastic show. I already know. Oh, wow. I can't wait to get it all, man. Easy and Uncle D, man. Those guys are crazy, man. We're going to see what they want to talk about. But, Harold, how's your weekend been, bro?
Oh, man, it's not bad, man. I'm sitting right now in front of a convenience store, man, where there's not a lot of traffic, not a lot of people bugging me, man, and I'm on the payphone, man. So, I mean, you know, it's nice out. We've been having some really crazy weather here, man, and it's like, you know, now it's like, I guess all the homeless people and beggars, man, they, like, went away in the woods or something to camp out, man. But yeah,
oh,
man,
I'm
here at the payphone, man. Yeah, man, it's like, hey, you know, I'm just, like, feeling the whole show, man. I got my special guest coming on tonight, man. He's one of the king of roasting here in what we call the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, man. Hats off to my main man, Big Mo.
What's up,
Big Mo? How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
I'm just chilling with your cousin Booker right there.
That's what's up,
I'm just chilling with him.
Tell me something. What are you doing up in D.C., man? What are you doing now?
Oh, we got the Celebrity Players Ball, and my girl, Miss Foxy, is on the line. So we got Bone Crusher coming up. We got the heavyweight champion boxer, Reddick Boe. We got the cast members from VH1 Black Ink coming. Yeah, we're gonna be doing some things up here for the players ball. Only the players come.
Hey, my brother, I got one question for you, man. Do you know DJ Black Caesar? Do you know DJ Black Caesar? Dude, I'm one of the original people that started the players ball back in the way back, man. I deal with my boy Archbishop Magic Dunn one. We did the players ball. Is Bishop
going to
be there?
Nah, but Juju going to be there. You know Juju?
Who? Oh, Juju. Okay.
Juju.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Right. I got you. Okay. Right. Well, look, my brother, you should have had me up there, but you didn't know me, so now you do.
Yeah,
but
I didn't
anyway,
know you.
Brother.
Why don't you come on?
Well, you know
you
what?
You can come
brother?
On up.
I would, but you, it's in a couple weeks, though, right?
No, it's next week, next weekend.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to get the country bucking up there with a straw in his mouth.
Oh, wow. I would love to be invited, man, but this is kind of late notice, man. What's up, Harold?
I know.
Oh, man, hey, I tell you, Big Mo, man, he thinks I'm country, man, every time, you know, because he's really drunk all the time, man. He thinks that straw hanging out of my mouth, man, but that's actually a white boy, man. That's you, that one of those funny cigarettes, man. But, yeah, man, Big Mo's got it going on, man. He's got this player's ball, and he's got this sexy demon of a model, Miss Foxy, man.
Wow.
Well, look, guys. Hey, guys. Why don't you guys slow your roll a little bit and let me holler at Miss Foxy? How you doing, Miss Foxy?
How are you? Good.
I'm good, thank you. So, what's up, Miss Foxy? What are you into?
Well, I'm one of Big Mo's Moet models, and I'll be there representing Mo. So, you guys should come through if you can.
And she's in the movie,
wow,
too. She's in the movie coming out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
Tell me the name of the movie, darling.
I'm not sure if I got it right, so you might want to tell them.
it's called Big Mo Gonna Learn.
That's right, Big Mo Gonna Learn.
Oh, okay, Big Mo Gonna Learn. Okay, man, that's what's up, man. Sounds great. We'd like to hear more about it. But first of all, let's get the show going on, guys, if you don't mind. Let me get my show going on. Let me get my guests out here. Where you at, Easy?
Yo.
What's up, Easy? Hey, Easy, I got a question for you in just a minute. But let me introduce my guy. I see him out there. Uncle D. Where you at, Uncle D?
What's going on, DJ Black Season?
Hey, man, it's all good in the hood, baby. How you doing, brother?
I'm living, brother. I'm living.
Hey, where you at, Uncle D?
We down here in Texarkana, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Sounds like we're going to have a good show tonight. We got people all around the world that's scattered out right now. It's on the phone lines. You guys be patient, and we'll be with you in a minute. But I want to get on. I want to get on with my man, Uncle D, and find out a little bit about him. But first of all, I want to find out what's going on with the rest of the world. So let's just tune in to a song right quick. This is my boy, the Coke Boys, Boo City, and Waka Flocka. Drop it, girl.
Big face, 100 and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thinking. They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. You with the squad, you got hot girl.
Can he be that new guy? Violate, I shoot mine. Train to go on and roll. Uncle Luke, we too high. Damn right, I'm able. Cash money, I'm paying. Phone nigga to the bone. My Bronx niggas ain't playing. Coke boys, we grinding. To the top, boy, we climbing. Goon styles, they faking. Four niggas for a trainer. Turfed up on the fuck boy. They leaking on that pavement.
Pulled up, hopped out, my wrist are Dougie and I'm thugging it. Richer than your husband, ex and brother them. I'm with the Grove and them. In the crank, yeah, pay 23,000 for these L rings. 15,000 big ol' ring, all I know is flex. Bodybuilder swag, I got muscle, motherfucker. Came a long way from jugging weed and serving smokers. Life will be the loca, all I know is flex. Fucker. Money, 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 I might feed me some more money. I feel like John Belushi, I might break me up so bunny. Big face, 100 and old 20. All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20s. They say 30's the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. You with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. She with the squad, she got options, girl.
Catch me VIP with Dirt Game. On Monday they scrap with the loop game. Justice Gates, a.k.a. Nike, make you switch, yeah. I ain't homeless, but I'm picking dimes up everywhere. Girls, shoes and chains shining like a shooting star. 803, Mark City, Mark Star. Fuck the parking lot, we having shootouts at the bar. Brick Squad, JCE, ballin' MVP. So much haters on my dick, I thought they all was shit. Cash money with these racks, I'll take your lady. Been a hot boy, mommy Wizzy, Juvie, Dirt, baby, dick, bop.
Zone 3 days, still fresher than you. Start rapping and robbing what I'm destined to do. All that loud talking, better have your weapon with you. Niggas ain't jumping shit, I will bless in the crew. Be like, why not Rickson? Why not Jackson? Send me automatic 9, why not Texon? See me in your hood, boy, you better respect some.
send them firefighters to your block. West on robbing him or robbing. Fuck a conversation. Fucking nigga bitch. That my occupation. Think I'm Puerto Rican, hair napping like a Haitian. Keeping all the money, them bitches I'm replacing. Did you how I do. This how a nigga shine. February shirt off like it's summertime.
Big face, 100 and old 20.
Flex.
All my niggas thuggin', and they in their 20s. They say 30s the new 20s, I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl.
Okay. That was Boo City and Waka Flocka putting it down right there. I just want to say, hey, that man's been on the show a couple of times. You guys need to chill out and relax. Hey, Harold, where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, I'm taking a smoke break, man. Wow,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
you caught me off guard, man.
Yeah. Wow. I hear you, brother. Hey, Harold, you got to stop doing that stuff online, man. I'm trying to do a show here, man. You're supposed to be my co-host.
Oh,
leave Harold alone. Leave Harold alone.
I can't do it, Uncle D. Harold got to get his stuff together.
Harold's a hippie. Need to jump in this bus with me and let's ride to Denver, Colorado. Let's go, man.
Wow.
Man, I've been trying, man, but Uncle D, man, you owe me a little bit of money, man. I sent you those brownies, man, and you never paid me my money, man. So now that I know that you've relocated to Texas, Kansas, man, I'm coming after you, man.
Come on, but you need to bring the rest of the product. All right? I opened the box. There was no milk. Where is milk?
Oh, man.
Brownies and no milk. See?
Those are the magical brownies, man. They should be putting you like on a different mission, man.
I'm going to have to put you on the milk carton again, bro.
Oh, well, man. I'm coming up missing again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Hey, what up? DJ Black Season.
Check it out. Hold on for a minute, gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. Let's see who I got. Somebody's been chiming in. I don't know who it is. They're the 863 area code. What's up, 863? Who is that? Hello.
Cassandra.
Who?
Cassandra, yeah.
Okay.
Are you calling for Ed the Hippie?
No, I'm calling from Atlanta, but it's an 863 area code number. I was calling in to talk to DJ Black because we were talking on Facebook today.
Oh, okay, Cassandra, how you doing, doll?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, Cassandra, if you don't mind, can you hold on for a second?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you, Cassandra. I'm going to try to remember that number. 863. Okay, I'll be right back. Let me write that down because I know I won't remember. 863, Cassandra. Okay, Cassandra, I'll be right back with you. Okay, guys, let's get on with our show. Where's my man Easy at? Where you at, Easy?
Yeah, what's good? What's good, man? Yeah, boy.
Hey, Easy. What's up, baby? Tell me a little about yourself. Tell me and the rest of the people who are listening in because you got. Are you still there?
Yeah. Hello?
Wow, man, it's freaking me out, man. I'm here. Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Yo. Jerry out.
Oh, it's man.
It's bloody wild.
It's incredible, man.
It's bloody crazy.
Oh, what's good? Nah, I didn't even know if I was on or not, but it's
oh, man,
you're
we
on.
Got you live, you're man. So... Oh, Easy, man. Where you from?
I'm from New York. You feel me? Me and my partner, Ace of Trillion, he here with me. Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Ace of Trillion, from the Bronx, New York. I mean, we are part of the crew, MMB. You know, we started.
Nice, man.
Yeah, we started it 2 years ago. We're working out here strong. We got this new mixtape dropping soon, naming the woodworks and all that, getting everything together. But you know, we got a couple of joints that's hitting the airwaves type pretty good.
Right. Nice. Now, what type of music is you do? You do hip hop?
Yeah, we do hip hop. We do hip hop. We about to jump into all genres, but right now we just stuck on the hip hop.
All right. Well, have you blessed any stages with any majors, man?
Hold on, say that again. I couldn't hear you.
I said, have you blessed any of the stages with any of the majors, like the major celebrities out here, man?
Nah, I ain't really good at no major celebrities yet, but you know, we just trying to.
Hey guys, hey, you know what? Hey, hold on 1 second, everybody. I'm so sorry. You guys are not gonna believe what I did, but I hit the wrong button on my phone. I got an iPhone 4, and it's like a tricky little phone. I hit the power off button. I don't know how I did that or what, but you know, I had to go through all the little steps and get the phone back on. I had to call back into my own show. That's embarrassing. But anyway, I'm back on the phone. Okay, guys.
Magical
okay,
brownie.
One more time. Hey, let's try this. Hey,
magical
try this
brownie.
One more time.
Do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, now I was talking to my man, Easy. Easy, where you at, baby?
Yeah, I'm right here with Ace and Trillion. Yeah, what's good, man?
Did you introduce yourself to the rest of the world, man?
Yeah, we did. Feel me? It's MMB in the house. Money making bullshit.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Go ahead and say what you were saying when I got back on the phone. Go ahead and continue.
Oh no, we was just saying how we got a couple of joints in the airwaves. We got a mixtape we working on.
We got the name in the woodworks. We getting that together, and we getting ready to drop that heat on y'all.
Yeah, you know, we just basically working, like trying to show everybody that we got talent, and it's just not a hobby.
Yeah, we trying to just build our buzz and let everybody know it's real. Like this is real hip hop, and we taking it back and we letting them know we got bars.
Wow. You know what? I know another guy that has bars also. I think he's on the phone line. We're going to bring him out in a little bit. LV the Slap Fiend, that's somebody I'm working with right now. And you sound like somebody that I could work with also because you got a lot of good stuff. Your music's pretty hot. I checked you out already, so I know you got some hot music. And you said you got bars. Those bars are what LV's looking for. LV has eight bars. Eight bars is a television show, guys, with LV the Slap Fiend. But we're going to get more into that when LV comes on the phone. He can tell us about the eight bars. But let's talk about your bars right now, man. So you're working on a mixtape. You got a mixtape coming out. When's your mixtape coming out, and who's hosting it?
Well, the host is in the woodworks right now. I'm in a couple talks with a couple people. You know what I mean? Me and my partner, we don't really know who we're going to have hosted yet. But we got a date set probably February 15th.
Okay.
You know, day after Valentine's Day, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Something to heat the streets up real quick after that, after a lovely day of romance.
Hey, what is the mixtape called?
We got it in the woodwork. Just like we trying to find the best name to describe the mixtape. So it has so much different feel to it to every song, and it's like, we got to really put a name to it that's going to capture all those songs.
Right. Well, I know you don't. I know you probably didn't know that I do mixtapes. I'm an international DJ. I do mixtapes pretty good. I got the Rinse Dude logo and stuff that I put on. I'm also a nerd DJ. I'm a primary music DJ. I'm a coast-to-coast DJ. So I can hook you up, man. I can really hook it up real nice for you, man, for the low. I won't even charge you my regular price since I got you on the show tonight. I'm going to talk to you about some promos anyway, so we're going to get down and talk about that a little later on. But first of all, I want to know more about what you got going on. So tell me a little bit about your craft. Like, who have you worked with in the past? Tell me some people you worked with.
We work with, like, the Super Producer.
Yeah.
He's one of the best young producers out here in the Bronx. Like, he's doing his damn thing. We work with One Dream Management from Albany, you know. We work with a couple of people. I worked with DJ Scratch from North Carolina. Yeah, and we worked with DJ Flocka from Atlanta.
Okay. Flocka!
We getting our buzz out there.
Wow, that's nice, man. That's nice. I'm glad to hear that, man. I see so many people tuned in right now, man. We got a whole line full of people, man, want to get at me, want to get at you guys, I guess, and it's just going crazy. I can't even control it, man. I got people got their hands up everywhere. Ben, I see you out there, Ben Raxford. We're going to get you on in a minute. We're going to get LV on in a minute, and we're going to get my man on in a minute also. I see you out there, Vern. I got you, man. So let's talk a little bit about what you got going on as far as hey, you know what? Let me let my man Harold come front and center. Harold, where you at, baby?
Hey, man, I'm right here. Hold on 1 second, see? Hey, man, I'm on the phone, man. I'm with the guys that are doing the song Power Up. So, man, leave me alone, man. All right, man, sorry about that, man.
No, you good.
Oh, man, it's crazy, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm on the phone. I got people bothering me. This is what happens, man, when you're at a payphone, man, with a bunch of weirdos, man.
We gotta take up a collection for Harold. We gotta take up a collection so we can get him an office. Every time we tune in, he's at a payphone, man. What's going on with that, man? Get him an office, man. Get him an office.
I know, man. I'm calling DJ Black.
Wasn't it a snowstorm? He was at a payphone then. What happened, man? Come on, dude. It was a snowstorm. You got your boy out there at a payphone. Wow.
Hey, I get that man an office. Got him out there. Mm-hmm. So, office where he
is. Go ahead, Caesar, man. What were you going to say, man?
I was going to say this, Harold. Why are you at a payphone today? Can you tell me that?
Hey, you really want me to answer that on national radio, man?
No, I don't now, Harold.
Oh, man, hold on. I think it's too late, man. It's too late. Well, to be honest with you, man, the $275 you pay me per hour for this show, I haven't received any payment in like 6 months, man. So let's do, man. Pay me, man.
Hey, Harold, you're going to stop telling all my business, too, man. You tell that like every week. It's getting kind of old now, so... I'm gonna
be real
nice to you and tell you to stop saying it, all right?
Well, I would tell you this, man. I wouldn't have any complaints, but you told me make sure that you're on time for the show. I ride my bike. It was pouring down rain. I'm riding to a payphone. Can you try and even imagine what it's like riding a 10-speed bike with an umbrella, man, so you don't get wet, man, to a payphone for a show?
Oh. Harold is way
too.
Wow.
Okay, Harold, I got you. I got you. I'm sorry, Harold. I'm sorry. Okay? Now, please don't ask me about a payment anymore because you're working for free right now. You're on that free service right now. That's what you're doing. When I think you're deserving of payment, I'll let you know, all right?
Oh, wow, man. You've been saying that for 6 months.
Okay, now I want you to come front and center and talk to Easy for a second, and then we'll get on with Midcap, because Midcap, I had to beep his phone out, because, you know, I got to beep everybody's phone out, because there's just too much going on with all the confusion. And so everybody's beeped out right now. The only person who's live is Easy. Easy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. MMB in the house.
Okay, Easy. I want DC, I want my man Harold the Hippie to come and talk to you a little bit. Get to know you a little bit with the rest of the world. So, Harold, what's up?
Oh, man, well, you know, when you your phone actually went on mute or whatever was going on, DJ Black Shoes, I know you were probably sneaking brownies, but I was actually asking some guys some really, really good questions, man. But my next focus is I know some really cool songs, man. The one, Pull Up. Now, what inspired you to write that, man? Because it sounds like a club song, man.
Yeah, well... We was just chilling in the crib one day, blowing it down, and we just decided, we was like, yo, what's a song that can just turn the club on its head and have everybody just turn it up like when the song Drop Them Bowls came on? Like, we was trying to make that kind of atmosphere, but at the same time, you could ride to it and groove out to it with your drink in your hand.
Got you, man. Now, hopefully you're not talking about driving in the car, man. Hopefully you're talking about, like, riding a skateboard or a bicycle or something, because
yeah,
I think we can get away with that.
everything. Dirt bike. But we don't ride nothing intoxicated. We don't promote that. No, we don't.
Nice, man. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it you and another person, or are you by yourself, or are you a solo artist? What's the deal?
Nah, it's a group. We a group. It's a group called MMB with Easy Money, myself, and Ace Attrillion.
Nice. Now, what's the MMB stand for?
Money Making Bosses.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
I follow that motto 100%, man.
Yeah,
because you're I wanted to really ask you a really serious question, and this is so important to me right now because this will make it seem, you know, if you answer this right, it will show me that you are a man of just like much, much knowledge, and you're the one, man. You are a boss. Now, let me ask you this one question. This is going to sum it up. What is your favorite color, brown or green?
Green. First of all. My favorite color, not green, it's money green.
Money green.
Nice, man.
That's the only favorite color that should be anybody's is money green. Don't love the money. Let the money love you.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm going to take one of these for you guys, man, and I'm going to take a... That was for you guys, man. And keeps it out to you, man. You guys do your thing, man. I appreciate it, man. And you guys being on the show, man, is wonderful, man. I can't wait to hear it pull up.
Yeah, you already know. We appreciate y'all having us on the show, man. 100%.
Now, you guys got a song called Got That Work. Can you tell me a little about it before we play it?
You know, like to show you where it can go if it get too crazy. So, man, it was just one of them songs you had to put out there for you know your hood people. Like they know what it means.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit more and let me know what you're talking about because you lost me a little bit.
No, it's like got that work. Like got that work could be anything. You feel me? Like
okay,
you got that.
Okay,
like you feel me? It's whatever you do. You feel me? If you got that work, you feel me? If you're a bus driver,
cool.
You got it. You feel me? If you're a skateboard artist, you got it.
Well, guys, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and introduce that song? Give me a world premiere. This is the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Give me the world premiere.
This is the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. You here with MMB, Easy Money,
and Ace Attrillion.
And this is Got That Work.
MMB.
MMB.
Yeah, we got that word.
Okay.
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 Yeah, we got that word. Yeah, we got that word.
Okay.
My niggas put in work. Leave you in the dirt. Yeah, we got that word.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that word.
Okay.
My niggas put in work.
Bang, bang.
Leave you in the dirt. Yeah. I'm getting to the moolah. Fresh up out the jeweler, and my watch is a Frank Mueller. You mess around my trap, boy, you gon' meet my shooters. They aiming for medullas, have you stiff like you looking at Medusa. Oh, fat boy swag, I get it from my dad. Chefing up the work till my wrist start to hurt. Been getting it from the dirt.
Okay.
Ain't too many niggas put in a hearse, but I still gotta move this work.
Okay.
Trap all day and trap all night, getting chicken with that rice. Red hood nigga, that's for
life.
MNB, get it right.
Get it right.
See my chain and see my watch, this pinky ring, took it over the top. Hitting on me, though you need to stop. Grind like me to get this cash.
Get it.
That's correct, or catch a check. Like a ball game, 30 green bags for that white sack. Triple that if you rock that. Also on team with that hard pack. Bag of money, we eyeing it. Yeah, this game, yeah, we killing it. You feel it, son, come fuck with us. MMB, loud cloud, it's getting weird. Yeah, we got that work. Yeah, we got that work. My niggas put in work. Leave you in the dirt. Yeah, we got that work. Yeah, we got that
your damn lip. Come suck a nigga dick or hit them abs and sell my bricks. All about my money. Ain't shit out here funny. Stop putting your hand out like you getting it from me. Say bitch, I'm about my dozen. Some 50 plus some hundreds. My best friend named Benjamin, so I be stunting. I'm always getting mozzie. That white sauce fill her body. I smoke a couple L's, then your boy up in that alley. A nigga stay fresh, so the kicks match the hat. And if it ain't polo, yeah, my niggas ain't wearing that. I fuck with them goons too, knowing what they do to you. Have a nigga turning in his sleep, yelling, Hannibal, boo. We sell those white girls too. 35 for the arm, 54 for the leg. The block I was raised on, I was taught to get paid. So I'm a stack too, I fade away, huh?
Yeah, we got that work. Yeah, we got that work. My niggas put it work. Leave you in the dirt. Yeah, we got that work. Yeah, we got that work. My niggas put it work. Leave you in the dirt. Yeah, yeah, we got that work. Yeah, we got that work. My niggas put it work. Leave you in the dirt. Yeah, we got that work. Yeah, we got that work. My niggas put it work. Leave you in the dirt. Yeah.
Okay, let's take one more caller. We got a lot of callers out there, man. Well, we're going to take another caller, 718-718. About to open your mic up. You can make a comment or ask a question, 718-688.
Okay. This is the real
name.
I'm giving a shout out to MMB, Making Money Bosses. This is the real DJ Stand Up, Gunhill Bronx in Harlem.
Let's get it, Lady J. You already snowed out.
Wow, that was nice. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it. Hey, guys, you hear that?
I heard it, man. I said, hey, give me a shout out. This is LD Hippie. She's
going to
call
back
after the show.
Yeah, hey, Harold, is MMB still there?
Yeah, he's still here.
Okay, did you guys hear that? You guys didn't make any kind of make any noise when she was talking to you.
Oh, no, we gave her a shout out. We said, yo, shout out, Lady J. Thanks for the love.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you, brothers. Hey, guys, okay, let's get her mic cut off. Hold on, Lady J. Where are you at? Let's get your mic cut back off. I think I'm going to, let's get her mic. Okay, we got the mic cut off. Okay. Do we want to take another caller, guys? Let's check
you
out.
Saying we could take another caller. Let's see the line.
Yeah, let's take another caller. 915-474, your mic is open. You can speak now.
How you doing, Black Caesar? It's King Osto.
Hey, how you doing, King Osto?
Doing good sitting here with Slap Fiend.
Hey, did you guys hear that song, Slap Fiend?
Yeah, we heard it.
Did you guys like that song? Hey, okay, that's what's up. Hey, Slap,
yo,
I'll be right back with you guys. 915 is Slap Fiend. I got you. Okay, guys, we'll be right back with you guys in just a moment. Let's see, what else we want? Want to do? Let's get you guys. Hey, you got another song, guys. You got a song called Pull Up Drink. What's that song about?
That's just a real club party. That's just a party song in general. You could throw it on in a club. You could throw it on in a house party. You could throw it on in a barbecue. And everybody's going to turn up. And it's just a turn up song. Like, let's get it. Like, it's time to shut the club down. It's time to shut anywhere down you at. Police knocking at your door at 4 a.m.
I get you. Well, why don't you guys introduce that song? Let's get into it.
Well, let's get it, man. This your boy Easy Money
and Ace of Trillion
on the BJ Black Caesar show and friends. Let's get it. Pull up, drink.
Know what's up, man? MMB, Ace of Trillion. Round one.
Pow up, drink, pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink, pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink, pow up, drink. Party hard in the south, all my niggas drink. Pow up, drink, pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink, pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink. Pull up, drink.
Next round,
party hard in this soap. All my niggas drink. I'm wildin' in this party, getting gnarly like a Harley. I might fuck it short.
Okay.
I'm going off that Bacardi.
I'm gone.
All blunt off that loud, got me feeling like I'm stuck.
Goddamn.
I'm way past drunk.
Oh shit.
All my niggas getting drunk.
Yeah.
Money talking to me like bro me.
Alright.
So I said yes I will. So I started throwing Fino.
I'm pulling
shots of Al Pacino as I'm getting half in this free throw. House party, how we roll? Mobbed out, who wanna pop?
What's
up? Party going, it never stop. Boy, yeah. We chase shots, cops knockin', we never stop. MMB, we gettin' crazy. Loud cloud, got us feelin' wavy. Shorty bad, her friend is too. Take her to the bathroom, do what I do. You already know. Pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink. Pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink. Pow up, drink. Party hard in this show, all my niggas drink. Pow up, drink. Pow up, drink. I said pow up. Drink, pull up, up drink. I said pow up drink. Pow up drink. My party hard in the salt. All my niggas drink. I can't seem to find Molly. She always in these parties. I'm smoking on that loud while I'm racing that Bugatti. This nigga double leg. Got two bad bitches in the lobby. He wanna throw a party. Act as easy getting started. I'm turned up. I'm drunk. I'm way past fucked up. She popping Molly's. I'm smoking on that Kush though. What's up? It's the party going all up in my bedroom. Two chicks and myself, you know what I do. We going ham up in this bitch and we don't give a fuck. We trying to party till the sun come back fucking up. So put your bottles in the air and let's get it drunk. Ace of Trill, tell the DJ turn the speakers up. Pow up, drink, I said pow up, drink. Pow up, drink, I said pow up, drink. Pow up, drink. Party hard in the salt. All my niggas drink. Pow up, drink. Pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink. Pow up, drink. I said pow up, drink. Pow up, drink. Party hard in the salt. All my niggas drink.
Wow, 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 wow. You guys are on it, man. You guys are on the money, man. I like that. I like that. I like that. Hey, you know what? You guys got me ready to pour up. I'm ready to pour up right now. I got a bottle right here, too, man. But the last time I poured up, I got so drunk, man. It was on New Year's Day. I was so wasted, man. I don't even remember the show. They said I had a show, and I don't remember the show. But anyway.
Exactly. That's what the song do for you. The song
hey, you guys
should have
been here that day, man. We would have had a good time. We would have had a good time that day. But anyway, I'm still here, still DJ Black Caesar, still doing the show this time, and I'm not going to get drunk anymore, that's for sure, because the I don't know what I did. But anyway, let's get back to you guys. You got this song, Pour Up Drink. I like that. I liked all you guys' music. You guys got really nice music. You guys probably need to get with me so we can talk about what we can do for you guys, and we get you out there to be some major stars eventually this year for 2014. You guys are somebody that I would love to work with, and basically you guys could work with me. So I'm going to get with you guys like in a little bit in a week. I might call you guys tomorrow. Are you guys available tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. Always available for business.
Okay, I'm going to get with you guys tomorrow, man, because I got so much going on. I want to get you guys in. Hey, also, we got a television show. Harold, you want to tell them about that television show, my brother?
Harold popped somewhere. It's over for Harold.
Harold's getting sloppy right now. Let me see. Let me see if he's still.
Harold heard the Paul Chris song.
Oh, you know what? I got his mic off. I'm sorry. I don't even know how I got off.
Harold's in the
club
pouring up drinking already. Harold, you on the corner.
Hey, his mic was cut off. I'm sorry, guys. His mic was cut off. When I cut the music on, everybody's mics go off. Hey, Harold, you out there, baby?
I don't have a working 20. Leave me alone. Hello?
Hey, Harold. Check it out, man. Did you hear that song, Pour Up Drink?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm sitting here partying, man. I got two winos on the side of me, man.
Wow, Harold. Hey, Kat, did you hear that song, Pour Up Drink, Harold?
Oh, man, I sure did, man. It's nice, man. I like it, man.
Yeah. That was right on time right there.
Harold.
I like it, too. I like that, too. Hey, look, guys.
I'm cheating too hard,
check it out, guys. I got somebody just called in. I want to introduce her to you guys, man. This is a international supermodel. Her name is Tashunda. What's up, Tashunda? How you doing, baby?
Good, how are you?
I am doing great, Tashunda. Hey, Tashunda, why don't you tell the people who you are and what you do?
Well, my name is Tashunda Haskett, and I go around pretty much modeling. I also own an international website that I created that's dedicated. It's called Refine Face of Beauty, and it runs through Google News as well, too. So I'm a journalist as well. So currently that's what I'm doing right now. But I do a lot of traveling, you know, I do a lot of modeling, and that's basically, you know, what I'm into right now.
Wow.
Okay, that's
Hey, check it out, guys. She's very beautiful. You guys can check her out. I'm going to post the picture in just a minute. So you guys are actually
nice.
My friends. Check it out and see what she looks like. She is beautiful. And everybody out there needs to make a comment on her pictures when I post it. And she gets a lot of comments. She has about over 9,000 followers right now on Facebook. So she's doing really very well with her what she's doing as a supermodel. And I just want her to introduce herself. Hey, why don't you give us your Instagram, your Twitter, and your Facebook, doll?
Right now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Pardon me? Okay, yeah, I'm on Facebook right now.
Are you there, Tashonda?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Give me your information. Give these guys your social networks right quick, doll.
Okay, yeah, you can find me at, I'm trying to figure out how to say the whole, you can find me on Instagram at Tashonda. Actually just started at Instagram, and that's spelled T as in Tom, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, H as in hat, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, R and A as in apple. So that's Tashonda on Instagram. You can also look me up on Facebook underneath the same name as well, with a hyphen in between the T-E.
Thank you. We appreciate that info. This girl is something else, man. Hey, guys, check it out. If you want to check out Tashonda, I'm going to post her link right now to her Facebook page or on the home page so you guys can check her out. Beautiful, beautiful chick, man. And I'm going to be working with her this year, helping her out with some things. If you guys want to hire her, if you want to get her booked for any shows, you can get at me at 662-321-7781. Once again, at 662-321-7781. If you want to like to book her for any parties, any events like that, any music videos, I got a couple people got at me today about a music video. So you guys, if you're listening, you need to get at me again, and let's make it happen because Tashonda's ready to work. And we're also going to get her in the A&R Review Urban Edition magazine. She's going to be the model for March. She's going to be my supermodel for March. She's going to be announced. You guys need to check it out. We also got we got so much going on. It's going to be crazy. She's also going to be supporting me and helping me with the Music Awards. I'm sorry, not the Music Awards. I went to the Music Awards Worldwide Excess TV Awards. I'm still thinking about that. Anyway, we got this brand new show. Hey, DC, are you out? I mean, Harold, are you out there, baby? Can you come front and center and tell them about the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. We got this incredible show coming out called the A&R Review. It's where artists and bands that are indie get heard, seen, and signed on national TV. And it's all going down soon. Some of the people we have on the show, one of the hosts is Boris Kojo, and the other is going to be Lisa Ray. And basically what's going on is these artists are going to come out, they're going to do their thing, and they're going to get a chance to get signed on national TV. I repeat, national TV. And this is all taking place by local artists and bands from around the world. And it's going to be judged by a lot of guest celebrity judges. We got Keith Sweat. We have also Howard Hewitt. We have the Yin Yang Twins. We have Ice Cube. We also have, oh, my God, the list goes on, Casey and JoJo. We have Usher. We have Tyrese. And we have a lot more surprises up our sleeves. So, everybody, if you have any good music, we're looking for submissions right now. You can send it to anrvjackson@gmail.com. That's anrvjackson@gmail.com. And we're looking right now. A lot of the hip-hop artists have sent everything in. Everything has to be radio edited. I repeat, radio edited. That means no cursing. You can't say, well, you know what I mean. But, yeah, it has to be radio edited. You send it in, MP3 format. Make sure you include a picture of you and a brief biography.
Thanks a lot, Harold. I appreciate that, man. So if you guys want to tune in to the A&R Review Show, it's going to be televised nationwide, man. You guys need to get up there. Tashonda's going to be helping me out. She's going to be hosting the show, the event. We're going to be doing the backstage event. So you guys need to come out and support us. Oh, wow, it's going to be excellent, man. We're going to be working with the major artists, man. We're going to be finding out what they got going on. I'm going to be interviewing for the magazine, and Tashonda's going to be helping me do that. So you guys need to check her out, man. It's going to be great, guys. We got so much going on, I can't even tell you about it. But anyway, somebody's phone. I don't know who that is.
Hey, Caesar, man. I'm not hearing myself talk over each other, man. I'm getting freaked out.
Yeah, I'm getting freaked out, too. Tashonda, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Hey, guys, if you don't mind, whoever has their internet on, can you cut that down? Because I'm getting the feedback right now, too. I hear it. So you guys need to mute out your phone or cut that off completely because we don't need that on the show. Or I'm going to find out. Let me find out who that is right quick. Hold on. Let me find out who it is. Let's see. Okay. Well, it's not that person. Okay. I see it. I got it. 772, dude. You got to cut that crap off, man. You got to cut that crap off, brother. We heard your background of your internet, man. You can't listen to yourself on the radio. Hey, guys, well, thanks a lot. We found who it was. Hey, Tashonda, it's going to be great working with you. I want the rest of the world to know who you are. I'm going to put you out there. I'm going to push you a lot, doll. We're going to put you out there.
Hello? Wow.
Let's see. Where's Tashonda?
I'm here now.
Okay.
I heard a ringing in my ears.
Okay, Tashonda, thanks for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you showing up. Appreciate you putting your info
out
there.
Thank you for inviting me.
But now, yeah, no problem, doll. Hey, Tashonda, we'll holler at you later, all right?
All right, bye. Have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, guys, you heard it right there. That was Tashonda doing big things, man, getting a big groove on. And let me get my man Harold back on right quick. I don't know why his phone keeps popping off. Hey, Harold, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm here, man. Something crazy was going on with the phone lines, man.
Yeah. Hey, your phone keeps hanging up, man. You keep calling in. Hey, Harold, hold on for 1 second, man. I got somebody else special that I'm about to plug them in right now. What's up, 772?
What's good? What's popping?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Everything good, man. Y'all already know who it is, man. It's your boy Lawson, the specialist representing the 100 Man Movement off the Onyx Records. What's good worldwide? What up, DJ Black Caesar and friends?
Hey, guys. Check it out, guys. Let me tell you who this guy is right now. This is my man. I just met him today, but this guy's connected in the game. I know you guys know the old school group Onyx, Sticky Fingers, and what's the other guy's name? Sticky Fingers?
Sonny Caesar, and rest in peace, the Big DS, X1 for Life.
Right. Yeah, rest in peace, man. I appreciate that. Hey, can you tell us who you are and what you got going on, my man?
Everybody know the deal. Whoever tuned in that's already familiar with the movement and with me personally, Larceny, represent the 100 Man Movement with Onyx Records, originally from New York. I'm out here traveling through Florida and all kind of places, you know, through the years and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just maintaining with the music and my journey along with my staff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
it's just not me.
Well, dude, the reason you're on the show tonight, this cat sent me a song called Stomping Grounds. I listened to it. I was like, wow, that sounds great. That'll be great for the show tonight. So we're going to play that song for my man, dude, because this guy right here has a lot of interesting things going on. We're going to schedule him for a show. We're going to get him set up for a show. We'll bring him back. Maybe we'll get Onyx to come back, too. So we're going to be doing some big things with this cat right here. Yeah, we're going to be doing some big things with this cat right here. He's going to be putting his info out there. Hey, give him your Twitter and your Instagram and your Facebook right quick, man, before we play this song.
More or less, man, y'all can search me on the Instagram and on the Twitter. The same name, The Real Larceny. You know what I'm saying? I can go to through the YouTube, Launch Any Media. You can check the videos out over there. Y'all can search me on Facebook, just Larceny, you know what I mean? You got two pages up there. The personal page is Max, so y'all can just go follow me on the fan page. You know what I'm saying? And shout-out to my peoples worldwide. Shout-out to my camp, Hunted Mad Onyx, you know what I'm saying? Hunted Mad Mafia, Hunted Mad Assassins, you know what I mean? Shout-out to my Coke Boy South peoples, too, doing their thing, and all my MMG peoples out there doing their thing as well, too, man. It's going to be an impeccable year. I'm already feeling glorious about the projects everybody working on right now, especially my album and my two mixtape schedules that dropped this year as well. We're working on videos right now, too, so, it's real glorious, man. You know, we've been blessed to keep it moving, so that's what we're here to do, represent that real hip-hop. So y'all go right now, man. Y'all go up to the sites right now, you know what I mean? Go subscribe to the YouTube, Larceny Media. And y'all go follow me on Twitter, The Real Larceny. Y'all go shout me out on the Instagram, The Real Larceny, and go search me on Facebook, Larceny, L-A-R-C-E-N-Y.
Larceny, that's what's up, my man. I appreciate you putting it out there. Now we're going to get into a song called Stomping Grounds by you. Why don't you go ahead and introduce this song for me, man? This is the DJ Black Season Friends Show.
Yo, more or less, man. Y'all already know what y'all tuned into. Y'all tuned into my dude, DJ Black Season Friends, live on deck with your boy Larceny, the specialist. We about to go drop my joint, Stomping Grounds, featuring my dude Metaphors of the 100 Movement as well. Video coming soon. Y'all go check that out right now on SoundCloud. We got it up there for the free download and all that. It's going to be an impeccable year, man. Y'all go right now, go follow me on all the sites. We keep the active duty. We ain't out here playing, man. We representing that real hip-hop, man. We bringing the real dark clouds back. Sure you like that. And then y'all go for Metaphors.
My city, my hood, my street, my block. Yeah, drugs everywhere, little niggas bust the Glock. My hood, my street, my block, my city. Keep your lawyer on deck, cops everywhere, it's filthy. My street, my block, my city, my hood. Real niggas make it happen and the rest wish they could. My block, my city, my hood, my street. It ain't no other place I'd rather be. It's all me.
Cause your life came in action. It's time for some action. It's time to get it cracking. Fuck sitting back relaxing. My grind real respected. My hustle is consistent. You know I'm all about that cash, but let's get it. You know I'm all about that move, cause I'm with it. The I-95 trips, I'm with it. Younger crew for the truck, I'm in it. But I'm low-key, bumping 100 mad. Smoking up some good green. Finally touched down the Southside Jamaica Queens. Chillin' on the block with my dudes. It's the Queens thing, chillin' on the block with my dudes. This your cream thing, the nine come out. And I can show you it's the G thing. I'll rob a nigga and show you it's the meat thing. Cause I need things. Cause I'ma go get a new rag on my head. Black hooded sweater, trench leather, looking like I'm all well put together.
My city, my hood, my street, my block. Yeah, drugs everywhere, little niggas bust the Glock. My hood, my street, my block, my city. Keep your lawyer on deck, cops everywhere, it's filthy. My street, my block, my city, my hood. Real niggas make it happen and the rest wish they could. My block, my city, my hood, my street. It ain't no other place I'd rather would be. It's
now,
me.
I heard it all, I seen it all. Compliments to NB, from getting beat to death or shooting off till it's empty. Listen, perfect view from my project windows. Drug niggas, hood niggas, classified as my tempo. 24/7, 365, they never see. The streets is alive and guns everywhere, they hella cheap. Prostitutes and them stick up kids is everywhere. Bad is nothing, niggas got fame on every kid. The D's hire fiends, fiends turn to informants. Informants get snatched up and strapped up for the torment. Power is money, money is power. Some niggas work with the weed, eat pills harder than powder. Guap by the hour, a couple lookouts on the end route. Ballers pull their whips out with sparkling rims out. A good time could turn a bad time in a flash. Shots go off, hit the deck and some haul ass. My city, my hood, my street, my block. Yeah, drugs everywhere, little niggas bust the Glock. My hood, my street, my block, my city. Keep your lawyer on deck, cops everywhere, it's filthy. My street, my block, my city, my hood. Real niggas make it happen and the rest wish they could. My block, my city, my hood, my street. It ain't no other place I'd rather would be, it's all me. My city, my hood, my street, my block. Yeah, drugs everywhere, little niggas bust the Glock. My hood, my street, my block, my city. Keep your lawyer on deck, cops everywhere, it's filthy. My street, my block, my city, my hood. Real niggas make it happen and the rest wish they could. My block, my city, my hood, my street. It ain't no other place I'd rather would be. It's all me, it's all me.
Wow. Hey, Hey,
yes,
man,
indeed.
This dude right here is on it, man. Sounds just like
Most
Onyx
definitely.
Music, man.
Salute.
I like that, man. This dude is the truth
Salute.
Right here, brothers and sisters.
Most definitely,
hey,
man. It's
hey,
all about the elements of life, man.
Yeah, bro, you got it going on, my man. I love your music, man. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm glad I met you, brother. So we're going to make some things happen and pop out for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, thanks a lot, my man. Hey, we're going to be playing that song. We're going to get my man booked for a show, another interview on this show right here. We're just introducing him to the world. So you guys have been introduced by Larson. You know who Larson is. Larson will be back to the show again. Maybe we'll get him booked up for the next couple weeks. We'll get him on the show again. So, guys,
yes,
thanks
whenever,
a lot, Larson. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Larson.
Most definitely. Likewise, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. I'm going to be tuned in and be sending my peoples over that way, too, so it's all real.
Thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you, man. That's what's up.
Well, I love my
you
peoples worldwide.
My man, Larson. Okay. Hey, Doc, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you, brother. We're going to cut your mic back off now, but I appreciate you coming in tonight, man. Appreciate it. Are you still there? Okay, guys, thanks a lot, Larson. You're an excellent artist, man. This guy is great. He has some great people. He's connected some great people. Hey, you guys already know. Sticky Fingers, that's my guy right there, man. That's his cousin. Sticky Fingers is his cousin, man. That's great. We're going to get back with him. And, you know, Sticky Fingers, that guy does a lot of movies. You already know. Hey, Harold, where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm here, man.
Hey, you know what? I think we need to get his cousin to see if they're interested in being on a television show. What do you think?
Oh, man, I think it would be a great thing, man, to have anybody that's got raw talent like that, man, on the show, man.
Yeah, Larson, if you're still listening. Hey, Larson, what you need to do, Larson, you need to get us some music submitted for the television show, brother. We need one bio, one clean track, and one picture, man. And we need that sent to ARVJackson@gmail.com. But I'll send it to your Facebook page, man. I'll send it to your Facebook page. But, man, you got something going on, man. Boy, that dude's good. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for tuning in to the Black Team and Frank Show. But now we got to get in. Hey, guys. Hey, my guys, M, are you guys still there?
Hey, yeah, we still here. It's MMB.
Okay. Hey, guys, thanks for showing up tonight, man. You guys are on top of it. You guys are magnificent. I love the music. You guys are doing big things, brother.
Word, I just want to say one thing. We just dropped a freestyle off that Heaven or Hell Meek Mill's beat. It's on iCloud. Yeah,
it's on SoundCloud. Just go to search bar and put in MM/ABM, and we should pop up right there, and you see all our music you're hearing on the radio now.
MMV, thanks a lot for that info, man. We appreciate you guys showing up tonight. You guys did an excellent job, man. You guys are really on top of it.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, man. Yes, hey, MMV, it was great having you guys on the show, man. You guys held in the longest, man, at $3.99.
You're my dude, man. You did the show from a booth, like Superman.
All day, man. The life is good, man. I just made $3.99 a minute off you guys. You guys have been on the air for an hour.
Hey, man, get it. I don't pay for it, so, hey.
Oh, wow. Hey, Harold, stop doing that to the people, man. Stop doing that.
Hey, guys, thanks for showing up.
Appreciate you guys. Hey, I just cut your mic off. You guys, out of here. You guys can stay tuned in. But now I got Uncle D's mic on. What's up, Uncle D?
What's going on, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, man, everything is
going on right now. And friends, everybody, how y'all doing this evening?
Oh, man, I'm happy to have you on the show, man. I heard you're an incredible DJ, man. I didn't even know until like about 5 minutes ago, man.
Wow. Wow, really?
Give the man some milk, please. Give him some milk.
Hey,
you know, I need the milk, man. I'm the milk man.
Hey, man. Hey, who's that little girl
know.
On the phone? I hear a little girl's voice.
I'm not a DJ.
That's Stacy Darlene. She's tuned in.
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Hey, Harold, how you doing for that?
Well, I'm okay, man. I'm just waiting for Caesar to kick me out some cash, man. I didn't have a cold out here at the phone booth.
I'm trying to figure out how you sent this man some brownies but didn't bother to give him any milk.
Caesar.
No comment. Look, no comment.
Yep.
No, man. No. Hey, I would love to, man, but like I said, rent's due. Pay me. Tell Caesar.
Caesar, give the man some milk.
Hey, you know what? You can give some milk. You can give some milk, Stacy. That's cool. Go ahead and give some milk. Hey guys,
the inside joke. They don't, you know what? They lost right now. They don't even know what the hell y'all talking about right now. That's an inside joke. A whole
all
milk.
I know.
Everybody
all
else
all
listening.
I know.
Like what the what milk? What
all
talking?
I know is Harold doesn't have milk money. That's all I know. He doesn't.
But
have
he got
milk
money.
Money.
He got money for brownies though, don't he?
Oh, it's a special ingredient.
I know. That's why I'm going to Colorado.
Oh, that's wrong. You got a maze. Gotcha.
Then I can't get sweated about it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
What's going on,
gotcha,
y'all?
Gotcha.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. Hey, but you know
just,
what? I would like to know.
York 5, man. I'm feeling all the guests. Evening. What you got? Just the New York, the New York thing going on this evening.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I see that.
Good.
Larson, I wanted
to tell you guys something, man. After we're talking, being serious, because I have something serious to say also.
Uh oh.
What you got to say? What you got to say, Harold?
Well, I've turned over a new leaf, man. And I've actually turned over a bunch of new leaves, and I rolled them up, and I just smoked one for you guys, man.
Wow.
What a guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Okay. That, hey. I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. Hey,
Uncle D, check it out. This is my show. You got to be quiet, all right? This is my show. Now, Uncle D, I got a question for you. You've been so talkative, so basically I want you to come front and center and tell the world who you are.
Well, my name is, Darnell Metcalf, a.k.a. Uncle D, and I'm vice president of West Mill Production now. So I don't know. We don't want to start from the back and go forward. We might as well just start on right now, right? And that's West Mill Production.
Yeah. So,
we own a
radio
studio here and mixing, mastering, doing tracks, man. Working studio, studio work. Trying to bring.
I heard you working. I'm sorry.
No, that's me. It's his phone. See, he's also going to be featured. So everybody knows he's going to be featured in February's issue of A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition. So we did a feature on him. So it's a full-fledged interview. Very exciting. He's a very intelligent man. Great background.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Ooh. Absolutely good.
Thanks, Bill. Well, yeah, it was a great interview. I mean, it's so much stuff. I don't know where to begin, man. You just ask me, I guess. I don't know. A lot of stuff.
All right. Wow, man. Let's start off. Have you ever been to prison?
I must plead the fifth. I not answering that question. Next question.
Do you have any unpaid parking tickets?
Not answering that question. Next question.
Okay, Caesar, maybe you need to answer. He's being kind of complicated with me when I ask questions, man.
I have a question. I have a question.
Those are some great questions. I don't know why I didn't answer them. Those are great questions. But I got one question for you, Uncle D. I heard you're working with Floyd Miller over there and Cena Love. Floyd Miller is the guy from the Slave Band back in the 70s. I know you guys know them.
Yeah.
Big old-school funkadelic bands. So how's it working with those guys?
Man, it's great. You know what I'm saying? How blessed am I to be actually working, like, shoulder to shoulder with a guy like Floyd Miller from, Slave? It's probably people out there don't even know who Slave are, but they know the music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Real music. real music, man. Right. Back in the day, I was, you know what I'm saying? So maybe I'm telling on my age or whatever, but Bow Wow and them very graciously did a great movie when they did a little movie, Bounce Skate. So basically, that movie was me. Back in the day, skating around to Slave and Lakeside and the Barcades and Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I mean? The Bang.
Man.
The
Sounds
Bang.
Like we should call you Great Grandpa D instead of Uncle D, man.
I know, I'm telling my age, I guess. But, you know what I'm saying? I got a young spirit, and I like how the old and the new.
Hey, Stacey, Darlene. Darlene.
I'm done.
Stacey.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm
Jesus
sorry.
Christ, man. Wow. Stacey, please.
Now,
calm down, man.
I multitask. I'm sorry.
Wow, man. Freaking me out, man.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm a
No, just mute out your phone, doll. That's all you got to do. Mute out your phone. We won't hear that, all right? Because I know you got work to do around. Okay. Now, I'm sorry, Uncle D. Now, you were saying, what now? You're an old guy. You got dust coming out your parts.
But
I'm
still
sorry.
Hanging in there. Still hanging in there. Working with Floyd and Cena, who's, by the way, they got a couple singles that are dropped worldwide. So I'm very proud to be part of that. You can get it everywhere, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. Cena got a little song out with Lil Flip. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know y'all know who Lil Flip is, right?
Got a stack on it.
Put a stack on it. Yeah, it's doing real good.
Yeah.
It's doing real good.
Yeah.
So that's shout out to West Mill Production, Floyd. By the way, Slave is coming back. So for y'all who don't know who Slave is, guess what? I'm going to reintroduce you to Slave and the Funks. The Funk is coming back. It's coming back in a new way. So
that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, dude, I just met somebody the other day. I can't even think of his name. I met a gentleman the other day. He's done some songs with Bootsy Collins. He has a video with Bootsy Collins. I'm sorry.
Right. We know Bootsy.
And this brother, I was telling him about Slave, and this brother told me, he's like, yeah, I know them. I know Floyd Miller. I know Cena Love. I got contacts with them. I was like, yeah, man. I said, that's great, man, because Cena Love and Floyd Miller, they got a lot going on over there. And you need to hook up with them and see what you guys come up with. This guy's a great guy. I can't even think of his name right now, but anyway. He does funk music. He works with a lot of big majors, and he's doing his thing. And we just hooked up like this week. We were talking, and I think I'm going to be working with him as soon as I remember his name. I'll let you know. But this is a guy that knows you guys. He also knew who you were.
Right.
So,
yeah, man, it's a real good time right now for myself, West Mill Production. That's what I'm focused on. I didn't really want to come on the show and toot my own horn about Uncle D and all that. Right now I want to focus on, Floyd's new album, the new band. Yeah, I mean, like, this is like a double thing going on. We got Floyd Miller, Brother Slide, and Keepers of the Funk, but we also have Slave. So it's going to be like two projects on top of Cena Love and Girls Raised in the South, She got a little thing with the GRIT and the Girls Raised in the South coming out soon. I'm going 2014. Just stay tuned, man. You already know. I'm out there. I'm everywhere.
That's what's up. I know you're everywhere, brother, because I see you. Hey, man, you're also a graphic designer. Oh, man, this guy is great with graphics, guys. Check him out. He does all of it, anything you can think of. This guy is so good. We were talking one day on the show. This guy was talking about, I need some milk, and the next thing I know, he had Harold in the milk carton missing. Harold was missing for about a week until somebody turned him up. But anyway, this guy's real good. This guy's professional, and he's also
I'm over here flirting with Tashana on Facebook.
Okay. Oh, you're flirting with Tashana.
Good. Yeah, we got to do some graphics with her, man. She's a great model. I like the
model. Great model.
Love the model.
Nice.
Yeah. Love them all.
Oh, man,
yeah.
It's such a pleasure having you on the show, man. I wanted to ask you something, man. I need your honest opinion, man. Now, I'm a smoker of a long time, man. You know what I mean? I grow my own, I smoke my own, I roll my own. Now, there's this crazy rumor going around in Colorado that they actually legalized marijuana. And they also said the first day that they legalized it, four people came up dead, man. Now, I want to know right now, do you believe that, man?
Nah, they might have passed out somewhere.
Exactly, man. I've never known anybody to die from that, man.
I can smoke all the weed I want, and you can't mess with me. I'm about to smoke this whole ounce. They're going to think I'm dead, but I'm really sleepy.
Hungry, sleepy, happy.
Ain't nobody died.
Sleepy, happy.
Man, ain't nobody died from no weed. They need to chill out, man. Legalize all 50 states. What are they waiting on, man? You know how much money this government could make? If they just put a tax on it, man. You've been taxing us on cigarettes. I'm about sick of cigarettes and liquor. You know, with the double tax, triple tax, if you really pay attention to that little stamp and that little seal, this country's like double and triple taxing you on everything else. So, you know, I see a big business for this country. They just, I don't know. Besides, I can't afford Obamacare anyway, so I don't care about that argument. Moving on to the next question.
Yeah, man, if you smoke cigarettes, it's cheaper to buy weed.
Right. I don't know. They got some really expensive stuff, I hear. I kind of hear these things. I don't know. Personally, I hear things. You know, I hear things in circles. Come on.
Yeah, man, I say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
You know what I mean? You know, man? I hear things, man. Yeah, I know. I'm from Denver, you know. I'm a big Bronco fan, you know. Go on my Facebook. You'll see me. That's right. Shout out to the Bronco Nation. Straight up.
Hey, guys. Hold on 1 second. Let's take another caller and see what's up. Man, I got so many people out there with their hands up right now. Let's see, Uncle D, what we get. 845-377. Your mic is open. Would you like to say something?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I was calling them because I guess I caught the last part of the show. I don't know if they're still on, but I was calling them to give a shout out to MMP.
Hey,
thank
you. Thanks for calling in for Harold the Impy.
Said MMP, silly.
Oh, man.
Yeah. thanks a lot, dog. We appreciate you calling in, ma'am. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
Tiffany, thanks a lot for calling into the show tonight, and I will get that message back. Well, they're listening right now. They can hear you, but their mics are muted out, but they can hear you. So thanks a lot for calling in and shouting them out.
All right, thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's take one more caller. 305, your mic is open, 771, your mic is open.
What up? Dadeism. Hello.
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
How you been, Black Caesar?
I'm good, man. What's up with you, man?
Not much, man. I wanted to say thanks for having us on your show a couple weeks back. Shout out to Stacey Darlene. Shout out to, I guess, the whole movement you guys got going on. I wanted to, first off, you know, with everything that's going on with the music and everything, I kind of just take a back seat from that. And my focus right now, I mean, besides our mixtape, is I'm really pushing this Justice for Jandy page. Basically, what happened, the story is, I mean, if everybody's listening right now, the story is he was a fellow music maker, you know, like a lot of the people on his show. He was an aspiring musician. I mean, and the dude had talent, you know. One night after work, I mean, it was all over the news and stuff, and we're trying to push it to get these numbers up. So, one night, after work, he was walking home after a dude had, one of his quote unquote friends had took his clothes, and they were on the beach, you know, Yeah, he was on the beach with a friend. You know, obviously they must have been drunk or something. And I guess it was like a practical joke type of thing. Basically took his clothes, his cell phone, his wallet, and everything. He had no other choice but to walk home. And unfortunately, on the walk home, a guy had passed him by with a cell phone. He was taking video of him because he didn't have on no clothes, and he was running trying to get home. And like I said, he didn't have no other option. And the dude ended up turning the car around and following him. And then when he got a little closer to the car, the guy told the cops that he originally pulled over to help him out, but obviously he had malicious intent from the get-go, being that, you know, him and his girlfriend were filming him as he was running down the street. It's a little off color, but he didn't really have no reason to shoot the dude, and obviously he was a friend. Yeah, he shot him, and he bled to death on the sidewalk right there and off of Hollywood Boulevard.
Wow.
On October
6th. Wow.
Yeah, on October 6th. So, wow. I mean, we're coping with the loss and everything, and obviously trying to stay focused and positive with the music and everything. But I feel like this is a lot more important than, you know, than the Anomalia mixtape that we're working on. So it's become like my primary focus so far. Our Facebook page has 1,145. It started out with zero, you know, a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. The state doesn't want to charge a guy. They don't want to charge a guy. So what? I guess the way we're responding to the situation, it's got a lot of similarities to the Trayvon Martin case,
yeah.
You know, and that was kind of a big deal. And we're trying to get that focus and that attention to the Facebook page. So,
oh my God. What's the Facebook page?
We got a petition right now that has over 1,400 signatures, and we need 40,000. So I'm going to say that again. We got 1,400 signatures so far in the past month. And we're trying to get those numbers up to 40,000. So I need everybody. I mean, if you're a music maker, if, you know, if you had any connection with the Trayvon Martin, if you felt any type of way with that, you know, just to kind of show your support and repost it, put it everywhere, man. We're trying to get those numbers up, and we need everybody's, you know, help and basically cooperation and stuff, you know.
The page, it's
at Facebook. It's Justice, the letter 4. And Jandy, and that's J-U-S-T-I-C-E, the letter 4, J-A-N-D-E-I, Justice for Jandy. And if you go on the actual page right there, I had his mom posted. She's a little sick. She was going to be on the show too, but she's, you know, she's been crying all day and shit, and she doesn't really feel like talking to nobody, so I'm kind of just trying to take charge and do it myself. Yeah, you know, Yeah, we're all going through a hard time with it, and but there's the link to the petition that we need everybody to share and reshare has just been posted on the page. She just posted it up once I told her that I was going to be on the air announcing the page. So,
right. Well, brother, we got a lot of people tuned in tonight. So you guys, everybody that's tuned in out there, as far as in the internet, everybody's on the phone lines, you guys. Please do what the gentleman is asking you to do, because that's really sad that something like that would happen in this time and age, man. It's really sad, and our hearts and goes out, our condolences go out to the mom, to the family, and it's just a sad day in Gotham when something like that happens. We hate to hear about things like that happening, man, but, you know, we live in the real world. The devil is always working, really strong at work. So you guys, please, 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 please go and fill out the petition this man is telling you about. Get that email address, get that petition address one more time, the URL.
The link to the petition is off of change.org, but the actual Facebook page with the link is J-U-S-T-I-C-E, the letter 4, J-A-N-D-E-I, Justice for Jandy.
You know what worked real good, man? How about doing this? How about just sending it to my page, and everybody go to my page and check it out. The petition will be up on my page, guys. If you want to go in there, if you want to fill it out, it'll be on my page. So you guys, please, please, please go there and fill it out. And, hey, dog, what we're going to do is we're going to invite you to come to the show again. Maybe you can come back with his mom. Maybe you guys can come back. We can talk and see what's going on with that, because that's something that's really strikes an interest with me, and I'm sure it strikes an interest with Stacey Darlene, and I'm sure her is frustrated also. So
we're going to
talk more about that, brother.
I want to say one more thing before I go. Part of what had me so inspired to do this is because the attitude of the Hollywood Police Department, they look at it as black on black crime. And so to them, it's not worth investigating and it's not worth pursuing. Plus, I mean, that's the thing that really, really pissed me off, because the dude is black and the other dude that shot him was black. They don't care. That's, you know, basically they wipe their hands with it. So we got senators on our side. We got famous authors on our side, and we just need to get those numbers up. So it's Justice for Jandy at Facebook.
Hey, send it to my page, man. Send it to my page so everybody can go there and do it. Okay, thank you.
Just posted.
Okay, guys, you can go to my page. You already know what it is. I'm sorry. You can look up DJ Black Seeds if you want. You can type in DJ Black in the browser bar. It should pop up. Or if you can't find it like that, my URL is CEO Caesar. Caesar is spelled CEZA. Go there and fill that petition out. Okay, Dad. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you coming tonight, telling everybody that, man. But what we'll do is we'll get you back to come on another night. Well, we got to get on my interview with Uncle D. So, Uncle D, I'm sorry, man, but that was kind of important. And I mean, that was important. I'm not kind of. That was important there, and the man wanted to come on the show and put it out there. I appreciate it, man. And Uncle D, I'm sorry that we put you out there. Now, I'm sorry. Hey, thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate you coming back.
All right. Appreciate it, Caesar.
Yes, sir. Okay, guys. Back to Uncle D. Okay, Uncle D, let's let Harold the Hippie come and talk to you. Well, not late. Let's let Stacey Darlene come to you and talk to you a little bit. Since she's already talked to you about the magazine, you got the interview in the magazine. Why don't you tell us a little bit what you talked about in the magazine, if you don't mind? Stacey, what's up? Hello, Stacey. Hey, Stacey, turn your phone off mute.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. So basically, I interviewed him, and he needed to interview.
Hey, Harold. Hey, Harold.
Hey, man, I'm here, man. What's going on, Stacey?
Hey, Harold.
Man,
hey, Harold.
How's your voice sound like that, man?
Hey, Harold. Stay off the phone,
I think she's on my brownies, man.
I'm looking at Stacey Darlene right now. Daryl's phone dropped. Wow.
Wow, man, I'm here.
No, Daryl's phone dropped. Oh, Stacey Darlene's phone was off. I'm sorry.
What is that beeping sound?
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
Stacey, that's your phone right there, Stacey. Hold on.
It can't be. How is it beeping and I'm sitting on it?
No, it's beeping because you got two phone lines open, doll. You got two phone lines open. Okay.
Well, I thought I got disconnected. I'm sorry.
Right. I got you shut down right now. So your phone is still open, but I'm going to cancel it out. So hopefully it'll hang up. Okay, guys.
We're back now.
Stacey Darlene's phone was making a sound, so let's blame it on her. Okay, guys. Let's come back into our interview with Well, his phone is dropped. He's not even on the phone anymore. Uncle D, if you don't mind, can you call back in, brother? Okay, Harold and Stacey. Oh, Uncle D, there he is. Okay, let's get him back on the phone. Let's mute his phone back in. Hold on, guys. Let's get him muted back in. Okay, Uncle D, can you hear me? Uncle D. Wow, his phone just dropped again. You got to be kidding. Okay, guys, until Uncle D calls in, let's go into a song. Let's see, what do we want to go to? Oh, let's go to one of Cena Love songs or one of Floyd Miller's songs. Let's go there and see what's going on with them. Let's go to Mr. Miller's song, Miller, and see what's going on. Okay, let's go to the song, What Love? What Love? Here it is right here. What Love? What?
What's that?
Type it in there so I can see it, and then we'll bring you guys on. Let's see if Uncle D has made it back. Uncle D, there he is right there. I got you, Uncle D. Let's get his mic cut back on, guys.
Go down.
What's up, brother? Hey, I got a question for you, my man. Before we play the next song by Cena Love, is there anything you would like to tell anybody? Do you have any social networks you want to get out there? Do you want to put your information out there so everybody will know where you're at?
Yeah. Pretty simple. MMS Radio, man. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Tell us about the radio. Hey, tell us about the radio show you got,
man. Facebook, Twitter. We got a radio station out there, too, where we play a lot of up-and-coming indie, hip-hop, R&B, and reggae artists from around the world. So that's just another one of our little promotional tools that I'm doing, that we're doing to, you know, try to get some good music out there, man. Some of this stuff, the mainstream stuff, is like,
now,
wow.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you guys play, do you play profanity and all that? Do you, or do you just play clean?
Well,
music?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're playing indie artists, come on now. Come on. And when you're kind of a laid-back type of CEO like I try to be, you know, I try to be, you know. I'm working on that. We're all works in progress, right? So I'm trying
right.
to be. But, hey, the underground and the indie, you know how they are. So I'm like, hey, as long as, you know, cool with me and you're not going crazy with it, hey, what's wrong with that? I believe in freedom of speech, man. You know?
Right. Right.
That's where I stand. I don't agree with some of the FCC crap and all that kind of stuff because, you know, you're putting all this stuff in movies and all this other stuff that everybody spends billions of dollars every weekend going to see. So why are you sweating artists? So you have an edited version and you have an unedited version and I play unedited version.
Nice, okay. Man. Hey, what do you think about drinking and driving, man? We might as well legalize that too,
as long as I ain't in the car with you. long as I ain't in the car with you, man, you know.
Hey, man, I wanted to touch base on that song, man.
Which one? The one that just went off Brother Sly and Christina Love?
Yeah, did you help produce that song?
Well, I wouldn't say I helped produce it. I came in after they had already recorded it, but I did work on the mixing on it with them. And not just that song, but a bunch of other songs that are going to be coming out, man. I'm really, really proud that I can. I did kind of help produce it.
Yeah, man, absolutely, man. You know, I wanted to tell you something, man. When I was sitting there vibing off that song, man, it took me back to, like, 1984, man, with, like, Ready for the World.
Right, huh?
And I was totally vibing off it, man, and just like, yeah, man, I was just like, oh, man, this is nice, man. And I'm really surprised, man, because that's Cena, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Cena.
Yeah, it's really weird. I talk to her a lot of times when Floyd goes to sleep, and she never sings like that to me, man.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Floyd going to punch you in your nose.
When he tries, man, he's harassed me, man. He's called me, man, but I got his number blocked, man.
Oh, man. See, that's my homeboy, man. Listen, that's my dog. I can't keep letting you do that. I'm going to have to come jack you for the brownies, the milk, everything, and punch you in the nose. Leave Cena alone.
Right, man. That's crazy,
good,
man. I love your song, man. It definitely took me back, man, to the whole Ready for the World thing, man. It was nice, man.
Well, that's the hope, the music that Brother Slide, you know what I'm saying? You know, we love hip-hop. We love hip-hop, but we still have to remember where the roots are. So,
yeah, I think the best shows, as far as my own personal opinion with DJ Black Caesar, is the ones that pertain to R&B music like that, man. I mean, we had a guest about 3 months ago, and he didn't show up, man. We played his song, and I was like, wow, man, that's like far out, you know? But that's what I like, man. I like the nice old-school R&B feel to everything. And even the old-school hip-hop, man, I really dig it, man.
Right, right. And as well, I mean, you know, Westmill is, Cena and Floyd have actually opened doors for a lot of other artists to be heard and recorded and been given great tracks. You ought to hear all the stuff over here, man. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I can only imagine, man. I mean, there's one thing that's really starting to annoy me, though, right now, is I think Stacey's drinking Bloody Marys. Stacey, are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
I heard you sipping something. What's going on in Vegas?
Not a whole lot's going on here. I told you, I'm multitasking. You have to be able to multitask.
Sounds like it.
But I will tell you this.
That's sipster and pour, right?
No. I will tell you this. I'm a fan of the old school sound, and what was really incredible about Cena is that she's so versatile. She can switch it up. She can, you know, do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, amazing, amazing person. I like that flexibility. You know, that's good. And that's something I think we're missing. Everything is just same old, you know.
Yeah, Cena can sing, she can rap, and she can talk because she's been the announcer for my radio station for 5 years plus years. I don't even know how long. I don't even count no more. I mean, how many mini mixes she's on?
Yeah, she has a really unique sound.
Yeah, there's actually some remixes. Oh, by the way, can I give a quick shout out to everybody? My peeps out there in New York, Brooklyn, Harlem. Shout outs to Envy in Harlem. Shout outs to my boy Lord Chaos and all them Rough Riders, DMX, everybody down there in Harlem, and DJ Q, Brooklyn. What up? What up, boy? So since y'all had all them New York people, I had to say hello to them.
That's what's up. Hey, Uncle D. Hold on, everybody. Let me take a few callers, man. We still got a lot of people out here that have their question marks on. So let's take a caller right quick. 915, your mic is open. You can talk now. You got a comment? Like,
it's 915. Lucky to see us though.
Yo, King Arthur, what's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, not much. What's going on with you?
Just sitting here working with Ratchy lately and getting these songs out.
Right. Let me get Ratchet. Let me see if Ratchet's on the line. Hold on, guys. Let me see if Ratchet's there because Ratchet, he's over in the UK, and I don't see him. I see you.
It should be a New York number.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, I see 347 number. That's what it is.
He says he's there.
I get it. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's this?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. What's up with y'all?
I'm good. Just about to go to bed because I've got to be up in like a couple of hours. Got travel down south today. So apart from that, yeah.
Now, I'm sorry, dude. You had a song. You had a beat that you wrote for Funky the Slap thing, right?
Yeah, I produced it over the last few days, and I've actually mixed and mastered the vocals, and it is actually the finished version on that one that we sent you tonight. It's the finished version that is aimed to be released soon, isn't that right, Austin? We've just got the album art through, so we should be getting it ready for release before the end of the week.
Cool. And you did one for Cena Love also.
I have, yeah. I just produced a track called War and Peace for Casino Love, and Floyd was just named the hook when I heard about it. So, yeah, that should be out again soon.
Now, what's the beat called for LD? What's it called?
The one I sent you is called Owl Time.
Okay.
Which is a nice club banger. So you definitely
basically we're going to play that beat right quick online. We're going to play that beat right here, and then we're going to get back to Uncle D and let him finish up. So here's the beat right here, and we're going to play it right
quick. Yo, Ratchy on the beat, what it do, my guy? Turn up on this one, dick. Turn up. Shit. We gon' turn up cause it's hard time. We gon' show up cause it's hard time.
Thank you.
time. We gon' pour up, we gon' show you how to ride it. Every day is a party, we get it.
Nice try.
Pretty sweet. I liked it too, man. That was pretty nice. Ben, that's a nice little track right there, man.
Yo, Caesar.
Nice. Yo, what's
Caesar,
up?
Caesar, this will be the Slap Fiend, man. What's good?
What's up, Slap Fiend? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, you know, stay working, man. Hey, shout out to my dude, man, Ratchy on the beat, man. You know how we do it, UK to West Texas. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my producer right there, man. That's my Garrett. That's my Garrett. Well, hey, Dad, the beats. Hey, were those your vehicles, vocals, man?
What's up?
LB, were those your vocals?
Yeah, that's me, man. That's me on the track, man. Me and Ratchy, man. That's me on the hook and all the innovations.
Well, the production sounds sweet. Sounds like it needs to be mixed down correctly because I did hear some parts in there that were kind of like too high. So I think everything needs to be worked out before you guys release it. And I know Ben will work that out for you because Ben is the master of going in. So, guys,
that's a nice little
beat right there. Sounds like a nice little clubby, man. It sounds like some clubby.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Wow, man. Hey, DJ Black Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I have a special friend of mine, man. It's a special guest. I wanted to bring him on the phone for about a minute. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right, everybody that's on right now, to all our listeners, man, I'm here to introduce my man, DJ Swab. He's from the DMV. DJ Swab, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, everybody, this is DJ Swab, a personal friend of Andrew Hippie, man. I just wanted to let you guys talk to him for a second, man. He's actually opened up for a lot of really famous people. DJ Swab, can you let them know who you DJ for?
Oh, man, I DJ for a rack of people, man. I DJ for DJ Paul, man. You know, I DJ for Pastor Troy, man. I DJ for Freeway, you know, a couple people here, man. You know, a couple clubs, you know. I did my thing.
Yeah, man, you sent stuff with Jim Jones, all these guys, man. I just wanted to bring them on. DJ Black Caesar, man, I wanted to let him know how to become a nerve DJ, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, brother, how you doing, man? You doing all right?
Black Caesar, what's happening?
Hey, man, you know what? If you want to become a nerd DJ, then you're invited to the next meeting we're going to have. That will be next Tuesday. I'll get your information from Carol the Hip. He'll give me your information. I'll call you up. I think we'll start about, like 8:54, about to be 9 o'clock. So it's in Ohio where they have it at. They're like 2 hours. I mean, they're an hour ahead of us in Ohio. So we go up about 6 o'clock my time, which and we'll be good. And you can become a nerd DJ that night when I introduce you to them. You can become a nerd DJ.
Oh, that easy, huh?
Well, it's not that easy. I didn't tell you all of it. There's some more to it. I'll tell you that later.
Is that easy? Really?
Hey, Big Cap.
What up?
Would you like to be a nerd DJ also?
Well, I'm already on the Nerd DJ website.
No, I said, would you like to be a nerd DJ?
Well, right now I'm trying to focus on studio engineering stuff. So right now I'm not doing this.
Okay.
Nice.
The DJ.
Hey, how about, would you like to work at McDonald's, man? Because I can get your application.
Oh, man. He never quits, do you?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, my main man, TJ Black Caesar, is offering you an opportunity, man. I mean, you should be like,
Hey, Harold, the man has already said, he already said his piece. You can't sell him a dream. He's already said his piece. But anyway, the Nerve DJs deal with everybody mainstream out there right now. 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, T.I., everybody that's out there making noise, we deal with them.
Don't get me wrong, man. I love the Nerve DJs. Real shout outs to the Nerve DJs, man.
What's up, Johnny O?
Real recognize real.
Man. Real big out there, and I just want to shout you guys out. Love you to death too, man. Love you guys to death. Big Hef, oh, wow. He's doing an industry tour right now. They're traveling all around the world, man, doing this industry tour. Well, that's something right there you can look up if you guys want to look it up. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. It's been a wonderful show tonight. But we're gonna talk about Cena Love a little bit. We're going to play her song, Born a Star. I love that song right there. We're going to play that song by Cena Love right now. Cena Love song, Born a Star.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was born a star. I was born a star.
I was born a star.
When I walk in the room, they say turn out the
guys, thanks a lot for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends show. We had a one hell of a night. Man, thanks a lot. Hey, Uncle D, thanks a lot for showing up tonight.
Thanks,
I
want to
thank my man,
man
Easy for showing up tonight. We had a great show with you, man. Hey, Uncle D, would you like to say something else before we get out of here?
Man, just thanks for having me,
bro.
Shout out to Sing the Love.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure, my man. My pleasure. Stacy, Darlene, where you at, baby? You got something to say? Stacy, Darlene. Okay, guys. 240. You have a question, or would you like to say something before we get out of here? 240-383. Okay. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. It was a wonderful show, Uncle D. It was a great show, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
Man.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, bro.
Okay, guys. Tune in every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central when it goes down here. Next week's guest, you know, I'll tell you about it next week. Hey, guys, check it out. We're posted up on Facebook. We're on Twitter right now. We're on LinkedIn. We're all over the globe right now, guys. If you want to find out what DJ Black Caesar Friends are doing, guess what? You can tune in right here on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Check us out. It goes down. Hey, guys, I'm out of breath. I got to go. Thanks a lot, Uncle D. We'll talk to you guys later.
Later, man.
All right.